Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke, your host for the next 60 minutes and about 11, 12 tracks of music. And this time we're focusing on autumn, on fall, the season that we've just been entering into. This is a band called Fluke and a track called A Quiet Autumn, which I hope you've had so far. If you're listening after autumn has started, this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 48. I'll be back with you in a moment. That is the band called Fluke, and they're an Anglo-Irish band playing traditional instrumental music. Originally, they had three flute players, I think, to start off. They started in about 1995, and in December of 2008, they said, oh, we love each other so much, but we're going on in other directions. But since then, they keep getting together again, including in this year. So for the last 10 years, they've been playing sort of one-off tours, which has been very exciting to most of the people who love their performances, which are quite captivating, and a great deal of rapport among these four musicians. So that was from their album called Flatfish, and a track called A Quiet Autumn. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond from Bay of Islands Radio right here in downtown Cornerbrook, 100.1 FM. And www.boar.ca, as well as many other formats and ways that you can get the show. And today, as I mentioned earlier, we are talking about autumn, about fall, that beautiful, glorious season that we are entering into and will enjoy, because we've had a glorious summer, depending on where you are, of course. But let's be optimistic here. It is, after all, a season of the year, which is the beginning of all kinds of things, like school that I talked about a couple weeks ago, and so on. Next up, we have a gentleman. This is from his very early album called Sun Will Dance, Bruce Coburn. And he hardly needs an introduction, unless you've been living under a rock for a while. He has folk to jazz influenced folk to sort of punky rock and some new sounds. He keeps bringing other things in, lots of political content. He's written, I don't know, somewhere 300 and some songs. He's had 33 albums, 40 years in the business. 22 of his albums got gold for Canada, or platinum. He grew up in Westboro, a suburb of Ottawa, and first started playing guitar. We found one in his grandmother's attic. And so he spent a lot of time. He busked in Paris, and he went to the Berklee School of Music for a while, never graduated. But you can tell from this song, which is called Fall, that he really learned the importance of chord progressions, interesting chord progressions, while he was at the Berklee School of Music. Played with a lot of bands, The Children, The Esquires, The Flying Circus, All of Us. That last band opened for people like Cream and Jimi Hendrix Experience and so on. And his first solo appearance was at the Mariposa Folk Festival in 1967. Now, that's a pretty good first solo appearance. I think 2 years later, he was actually headlining the Mariposa. He released his first album in about 1970. He's been going strong ever since. This is For the Season, from his album Sun Will Dance. This is Fall, Bruce Coburn. Pay attention to those lovely chord progressions.
Cloud pillars clinging like vines to the sky. Don't cry. We'll walk down the meadow with sunrise inside. So dry your eyes. The winds of all kingdoms meet where we stand. The gray forest people cast off their old clothes. Everything's sleeping as winter draws near. So close your eyes. The mists of all twilight's dance close at hand. The crown from the ground, but don't you cry. The song of the seasons brings life to the land.
That's Bruce Coburn from Sun Wheel Dance, showing some of the reflective views of autumn, of fall. And indeed, as I was getting the music together for this show, I noticed that a lot of things about fall tend to be fairly low-key and thoughtful, reminiscent, I suppose, as opposed to songs about spring, which tend to be joyous and lilting and lively and... I don't know. Maybe that's why I like fall so much, because it allows some time for reflection. Hope you're enjoying us. If you're listening at the Voice of Bombay, with 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 FM in Rocky Arbor, and glad you could be with us. Next up, we have a fellow who called Slavik Hanslik, and he is a contemporary bluegrass instrumental musician. He came to prominence sometime in the mid 1990s, I'd say. He was born and raised in Prague, in what was then Czechoslovakia. In 1982, he had to leave there, became a political refugee, moved to Canada, lived here for about a decade or so. Then he moved to the U.S., making his home in Chicago. And he's well known as a contemporary sort of instrumental and progressive bluegrass player. Had some modest new age hits as well. This is a track called Fall of My Dreams from his CD of the same name, the Slavik Hanslik. And he has none other than... Jerry Douglas on dobro, Mark Schatz on bass. Slavik Hanslik. Oh, he's playing the guitar. Slava Konzlik and some friends, and that was a track called Fall of My Dreams. And it was certainly in the reminiscence kind of category, the thoughtful kind of category. Next up we have, and we're kind of staying in that mode, as I said, that the things that I kind of chose, because they chose themselves, I suppose, tended to be a little bit nostalgic, I suppose. This is from a guy called Danny Michel. And Michel McGann making solo records in the 1990s. He'd been a member of a number of bands, but he's done very well. 2004, he was nominated as New Artist of the Year at the Canadian Juno Awards. He's continued to release lots of albums, and they get better and better as they go along, I must say. He spent a lot of time, maybe you've heard him on when Stuart McLean, the dear departed Stuart McLean, had the Vinyl Cafe. Danny Michel was often on that show. In fact, he appeared in over 70, I think 70 of the shows. In 2011-12, he relocated for a while to Belize in Central America, and he started recording with the Gryphon Collective, a fine Afro-Amerindian cultural group, and I've played them on this show before, and I believe I played a track from the CD he did with the Gryphon Collective. It was called Blackbirds Are Dancing Over Me, the first one anyways. Got him a Juno Award nomination in the World Music category, a sold-out summer tour of North America with the Gryphon Collective as his band. To date, he's raised close to $100,000 for a school that he really kind of took a shine to when he was there on Key Cocker, which is an island off of Belize City. And he spent a fair bit of time there. This is from an album he released in just last year. It's called Klybnikov. And Klybnikov was a Russian icebreaker that he and a bunch of other artists and scientists and so on went on through the Northwest Passage. Chris Hatfield, the Canadian astronaut, was their tour guide, I suppose, and he collected artists from around the world. So Danny wrote this entire album aboard the Klybnikov in cabin 712, a very small little cabin. You can see a picture of it in the CD. He won two folk music awards for this, and he's a charming live performer. He's a crowd favorite at folk festivals. And I think it's all of those nights in rural bars across southwestern Ontario that's honed his skill. So on this track, which is sung in Russian, you hear Chris Hatfield singing as well, along with some other folks who are deckhands. And Chris Hatfield, he's an astronaut, spent a lot of time in Russia with the cosmonauts, and is a very good Russian speaker and singer as well. So it's a little bit unusual to have our astronauts singing Russian on folk songs. But this is called Fall. And it's Danny Michel from the CD called Klybnikov. One of the awards, by the way, was for classical interpretations.
Блистала, короче, становился день, лесов таинственная сень, с печальным шумом обнажилась, стоял ноябрь уж у двора, стоял ноябрь уж у двора. Стоял ноябрь уж у двора, стоял ноябрь уж у двора. Thank you.
ложился на пол я туман. Гусей крикливок караван тянулся к югу, приближалась довольно скучная пора. Стоял ноябрь уж у двора, 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 стоял ноябрь уж у двора.
Danny Michel from his CD called Kolibnikov, along with Chris Hatfield singing along and others. If that doesn't make you think of fall, I don't know what does. You know, that sort of thoughtful brass band, hey? Next up, we have a band called The Wayfaring Strangers. And it's an American collective. It's led by violinist and pianist Matt Glazer, who got them together. The music is sort of, well, it's loosely defined. It's, you know, you can't really put it in a category. It's sort of progressive bluegrass. It's Americana. It's roots. Some say it's mystical Americana or whatever. You know, you people who make their living from writing things like this come up with all kinds of titles. But it certainly draws on bluegrass and folk and country folk and jazz, world music, blues, gospel. It draws on not only African-American gospel, but also white country gospel. A lot of influences like Bill Monroe and the Carter Family and Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, even Woody Guthrie, the Bob Dylan's sort of model, role model. But they're not really a carbon copy of 30s or 40s music, and they're influenced by swing and Dixieland and classic jazz. Anyway, I guess I should just let you listen to it and make your own decision. But the project got started in around the early 2000s, and they've released a number of CDs. They usually have a set of vocalists, so they have Tracy Bonham, a real soulful kind of voice, Ruth Unger, who's much sort of earthier, whatever, and Ify O'Donovan, who is sort of more Enya-like or whatever, ethereal Irish. And a crack set of instrumentalists, usually, depending who they can get on, doing bluegrass and jazz. It's just melding all of those at the hip, I suppose, to make it hip, I suppose. So anyway, this is for The Wayfaring Strangers. This is something called When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. And it's an old song, and if you're of an age, you might remember this song, but it's all about autumn. The Wayfaring Strangers.
Go! trumpet and pray. When the moon shines on the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it seems I can hear my sweetheart call, how I long to be with my darling. When the golden leaves begin to
Wayfaring Strangers, and When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Those of you listening at Mun Radio CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, welcome to the show and glad you're joining us. Next up, this is a song. This is an old cowboy song called When the Work's All Done This Fall. It's based on a poem called After the Roundup, which was published back in 1893 in the Stock Growers Journal. I'm sure you are all familiar with many farming magazines and ranching magazines, and that was one. And the poem was very popular. And so it took some years, but some years later, Carl Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E, who's one of the initiators of the whole sort of cowboy genre of singing in the United States. He and a variety of other people like Will Rogers and or Jimmy Rogers, sorry, who was very popular with kind of making it cool, I suppose, to be a cowboy. Anyway, Carl Sprague decided to take the poem and put it to music, and he sang it as When the Work's All Done This Fall. Released it in 1925. He sold almost 1 million copies of it. Now, that's pretty good in 1925 to sell 900,000 some copies of a 78 record. So certainly the commercial success sort of fueled these the flames of popular nostalgia for cattle drives and so on. So we're going to hear it by a guy name of Skip Gorman, who was introduced to traditional music early in his life. Got his first guitar at age 8 and a Jimmy Rogers record to go with it. So that's where he learned his sort of cowboy kind of shtick. I shouldn't say shtick, I suppose. That's sort of demeaning, isn't it? But he learned the genre of cowboy folk from Jimmy Rogers. And growing up, he saw legendary Texas fiddler Eck Robertson. He saw Bill Monroe and Mabel Carter. And aside from being a pretty good cowboy singer and a fine fiddler, he's also a really good mandolin player in the style of Bill Monroe. Well, anyway, Skip went on. He pursued a degree in Latin American studies and Spanish, of course, you know, even though he had all these musical talents. Played in various old-time music and bluegrass bands on the side. He traveled to Ireland, and then he did some work with Irish music and so on, and he remains a pretty good Celtic fiddler, too. But he headed to graduate school back in the 70s, and he started collecting early rare recordings by early cowboy singers like Carl Sprague, Powder River, Jack Lee, and so on. And he decided to record his first album of old-time cowboy songs and fiddle tunes. At the same time, he was a teacher. Like, his full-time job was elsewhere. But he recorded this, and he was really among the first attempts by folk revivalist musicians to reintroduce those older traditions of the music of the American cowboy. Now we have more of that going on, Asleep at the Wheel, bands like that that's been around for quite a while, and Riders in the Sky and so on. But this is from his debut on Rounder Records called A Greener Prairie. And, you know, he dresses in this wide-brimmed cowboy hat and there's spurs and chaps, and he sings of campfires and cattle drives and the loneliness of the prairies and the personalities of the Old West, but he's really kind of protected and then popularized that kind of style of music. This is when the work's all done this fall. Skip Gorman.
Of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease, says, won't I tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I am an old cow puncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough old and take on great big jags. But I do have a home, boys, a good one you all know, although I have not seen it since long, long ago. I'm going back to Dixie, I'm going back to see them all. Going back to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. When I left my home, boys, my mother for me cried. Begged me not to leave, boys, for me she would have died. My mother's heart is breaking, breaking for me, that's all. And with God's help I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. Cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy, storming very hard. The cattle all got frightened and they rushed in wild stampede. This cowboy tried to head them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly he did shout, trying his best to head them and turn that herd about. His saddle horse did stumble and upon him did fall. He'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall. His body was so mangled, the boys, they thought him dead. They picked him up so gently and they laid him on a bed. He opened up his big eyes and looking all around, he motioned to them cowboys to come and gather. Boy, send my mother my wages, the wages I've earned. For I am afraid, boys, my last year I have turned. I'm going to a new range, I hear my master call. And I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Ron, you take my saddle, Tom, you take my bed. Georgie, take my pistol after I am dead. And think upon me kindly when you look upon the bowl. For I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Sunrise, no tombstone at his head. Nothing but a little slab, this is what it said. Charlie died at daybreak, he died from a fall. He'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
Let's Skip Gorman, When the Work's All Done This Fall, from his CD, debut CD called A Greener Prairie. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, coming to you from Bay of Islands Radio 100.1 FM, right here in the heart of Cornerbrook, also www.boire.ca. You can also hear this show on SoundCloud, if you wish. Just look up Roots and Branches and Beyond, and they're all archived there. and in addition to the radio stations that do play it. If you want to get in touch with me, just email Ivan, I-V-A-N, at boir.ca. Next up, we have we're sort of getting out of North America for a little bit here, and this is a gentleman called Petri Hakalas, and he from Finland. He started playing guitar at the age of 11, and then kind of got interested in American old time music and bluegrass and Irish music, and then started playing with the mandolin, and then headed back toward Finnish traditional music. Actually, he sort of that sometimes happens. You start to explore the music of somebody else, and then you end up playing your own music because you realize how connected you are to that, and different kinds of music are obviously feeding off of each other. He was a member of a band called Kokkijalka or something like that. He was a pioneer in the Irish music scene in Finland. So they were in Finland playing Irish music somewhere in the early 1980s. And then he really sort of delved into Finnish music. And since the late 80s, he's been teaching mandolin and guitar at the folk music department of the Sibelius Academy in Helsinki in Finland. That's a gig. That's a gig I wouldn't mind, you know, teaching mandolin and guitar at a university. But he's been part of a number of folk music bands in Finland. He's worked as a studio musician, made over 50 records, and occasionally he plays mandolin at the Finnish National Opera in Helsinki, too. So their Finnish National Opera has mandolin. Like, when has... Like, We've got an orchestra here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Do they ever have mandolins or accordions? I think they probably do. Anyway, I won't get excited. This is from one of his solo albums called Kirjo, Petri Hakala. And for those of you who know, in the Nordic countries, shepherds have a particular activity in the fall. It's very important because sometimes they put their sheep up into the highlands for the summers, and they eat grass, and they live the life that sheep should live. And that happens here in Newfoundland and Labrador sometimes as well, where people put the sheep out. This is what we call saltwater lamb or whatever. Put them out on an island or somewhere else. And so the fall is a very busy time for a shepherd in that culture. And so they get lots of blues because they're, you know, like trying to find all their sheep and so on. So this is called Shepherd's Blues. And it's in the spirit of that Petri Hakala is playing this for the shepherds, the Nordic shepherds. Are gathering their sheep at this time of year.
Thank you.
A little bit of blues music from Finland there with Petri Hakala, and that's Shepherd's Blues. Happens at this time of year when they're heading off trying to find their sheep in the highlands and then put them all together in the high mountains of that area. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for another show, and I'm glad that those people who are listening on CJBI, Radio Bell Island, 93.9 FM right through Conception Bay are listening, and I'm glad you're with us this evening. Next up, we'll sort of stay in that area of the world, and it isn't just shepherds who have a particular kind of activity at this time of year, which is a little bit intense, but it's also obviously the time when, not obviously, but it is the time when lumberjacks head into the woods before winter or at the beginning of winter, at the end of fall. So this is, in that cycle of work that one does or used to do or sometimes still does, this is the time when the lumberjacks head into the camps. So this is from an area called Karelia. Karelian. And it's a large region that's partly in Russia and partly in Finland. And it's a cultural group. The Karelian Folk Music Ensemble is the band that I'm going to play. It's really the only touring group of musicians playing traditional folk songs and instruments of Karelia, of that region. Because it's not a political entity, really. It's a cultural entity. And they're, the Karelian Folk Music Ensemble is professionally trained. And it's a trio of singers, musicians, from Petrozavodsk, and their music is partly Finnish, partly Russian, partly Karelian. They sing in all, well, Karelian and Russian and Finnish as well. They first came to America in 1991, so they toured here a fair bit. They've released a number of recordings and sets of songs from that region, and the energetic traditional music from Karelia is seen as being the purest expression of Finnish folk music, but then, that's just the people from Karelia who are saying that, I suppose. One of the important instruments is the kantele, K-A-N-T-E-L-E, and it's very popular in Karelia as well as throughout Finland as well. It's a plucked string instrument, a cordophone, I suppose, if you want to get technical about it, but it belongs to the Southeast Baltic Box zither family. I'm reading this, I can't remember that kind of stuff, but if you know a zither, it's like a flat box, and it's got strings across it, and you play it in a variety of different ways, or a psaltery. If only, this were television, I could show you some of these, because I've got little bits and pieces of instruments that kind of look like that. So there are, in Russia, they call it the gusle, and Lithuania, it's the kankle or something like that. So it's very popular to do that. It makes sense. You put a string across, a couple of nails, and have it really tight, and then you pluck it. It's, makes a lot of sense. Who wouldn't come up with that? But it has anywhere from half a dozen to 40 strings, these kantelis. And anyway, we're going to listen to something called, you remember right at the beginning of this introduction, I talked about lumberjacks. So this is called Lumberjack of the West, and it's a very popular Finnish song. It actually became very popular in like Minnesota areas of the United States, where a lot of Finns had come to work and live. And so this is by the Karelian Folk Music Ensemble. Kind of a cool little piece here. You probably can't understand the language, but it's all about being a lumberjack. And you'll hear the kind of sound of the kantele a little bit in the background along with the rest of it. Ja hellukin ottaa vaikka toisen emän näästä. Ja vesi jätö silmiin, vaikka ne taukoistin flikat näkymästä. Sillä pilttis on ruusu ja lousis on tähti ja Alaskassa pulumuusia. Ja kaikki ne kuiskii, oletko sä nähnyt länneen kolokoria? Honolulun impi ja Filippinin keltainen flikka. Siellä lokari on ollut heidän
keskellänsä, mutta onkos ollut istin iikka? Missä on kulkurin kulta sydän iskevi tultainen kaunis on heillä jo tukka. Tämän laulun kun kuuletti linnuksi luulettaa sen rakastuu länneen jukka. On Friskossa käytyyn Orengoni nähty, missä on kesä sekä lumiset vuoret. Taakotas on puitu palan vitsillä hoito ja hellutettu vanhat ja nuoret. Mutta punapuun kantoon kun torppansa laittaa, niin silloin se ilonpäivä koittaa. Vaikka maailma myrskyt meitä tuudittaa, niin vapaus se varmasti voittaa. Vaikka maailma myrskyt meitä tuudittaa, niin vapaus se varmasti voittaa.
Perfectly clear, I'm sure. That's the Karelian Folk Music Ensemble, something that's translated as Lumberjack of the West, but it's about this time of year when people would head into the forest. It's from a CD called From the Land of the Calavera. Next up, we have a band from the land of Bytown, or Ottawa. This is a band called the Angstones. This is from their CD called Bytown. It's My Town. Bytown was an early name for Ottawa, which happens to be the capital of Canada, by the way, in case you've been a little bit, I guess, remiss in your geographical knowledge. But the Angstones were an Ottawa band that sort of mixed European and American folk music, and had very, very fun, a lot of fun. Zany lyrics, you know, jumping beat, clear sense of humor for sure. Reeds and accordion and guitar, sax, bass and drums. That's sort of their basic lineup, I suppose. Their first recording was from 1992, and it was called Common in Der Cars. Common in Der Cars. And it was, it's very funny. I'm sure I can't really fully communicate how great it is. The second CD was called When Ahab Met Moishe. And back in 1995, I think they released a great CD. It's called The Hills Are Alive, and it was a spoof on The Sound of Music. And their versions of some of those songs are they're classic. So this is from their CD called Bytown Is My Town. It's their ode to Ottawa. And it's about a very important thing that happens in the fall if you are, like me, of some sort of a Swiss-German extraction of sorts. Then it's important to do sauerkraut in the fall. That's the thing. You do your cabbage and your salt and so on, and you push it down in a big crock pot, you know, and you put it in the cellar. You let it rot and so on. And it's great. It's wonderful. So it's dear to my heart. Not, you know, my stomach kind of complains occasionally. But sauerkraut is a wonderful fall taste, a fall meal. So this is the Angstones singing about sauerkraut. And not only that, but get your pencils out because it tells you how to make sauerkraut, okay? I mean, how often can songs really give you recipes at the same time? This is the Angstones.
We'll be right back.
Okay, do you believe me now that they're a fun band? That's the Angstones from Ottawa, and something called the Sauerkraut. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and those who are listening at Caper Radio in Sydney, Gipperettan, welcome to the show, CJBU, and glad you could join us. Next up, we have from a mandolin orchestra. It's kind of in the same kind of European, odd, un-American kind of connection. A mandolin orchestra is an ensemble of plucked strings. It's kind of like a symphony orchestra in the string sections. You've got first and second mandolins, you've got mandolas, you know, sort of like violas. You've got mandocellis, you have classical guitars, and mando basses sometimes for the bass section. And this these mandolin groups often came from traveling mandolinists and teachers, you know, and they immigrated from Europe to other parts of the world. And the concept of mandolin orchestra spread quite rapidly at the end of the 1800s, early 1900s. And they're very popular in almost every city in North America, even in the early 20th century. Almost every city and town and many schools had a mandolin orchestra. And I think that's my goal in my later years, is to create mandolin orchestras all across North America. Well, I don't know. That's a pretty broad goal, isn't it? Just create one, maybe, just to play in a mandolin orchestra. But it was really, it showed the importance of music as a creative outlet for people, everybody who was just doing other things. But to be in a mandolin orchestra was a great fun kind of thing. And there's a few around that are still here. There was a great body of music that was created for it, marches and foxtrots, and they were fun and easy to play. The mandolin orchestras kind of went into decline after the First World War. And then in the late 50s and 60s, they had a bit of a resurgence. But the orchestra I'm going to play is the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra. It's the oldest fretted instrument music organization in the United States. You know, if you narrow the field enough, you're the best. You're the oldest of anything. Oldest fretted instrument music organization in the U.S. They were organized in 1900. And they've been in continuous operation since then. In fact, two of their members have been there for longer than 60 years, have been in that same band, that same orchestra. And they do the usual kind of light classical, modern, Italian, Latin numbers and so on. And this is from their CD called Unplugged Since 1900, which is sort of their logo. If you look them up on the internet, it'll say Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra, Unplugged Since 1900. And it's a famous song. It was Shine on the Harvest Moon. It was written by somebody from Milwaukee, and its claim to fame, I suppose, is that it was played the night the Titanic sank. So if you are on a boat, be very careful. Watch out for icebergs.
The night was very dark and you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Oh, shine on, harvest moon. Up in the sky, I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my gal. I don't see why a boy should sigh when by his side is the girl he loves so true. All he has to say is, won't you be my bride, for I love you. Why should I be telling you this secret when I know that you can guess? Harvest moon will smile, shine on all the while, if the little girl should answer yes. Oh, shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had loving since January, February, June or July. Snow time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoon, so shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
That is the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra, something there called Shine On Harvest Moon. And you're listening to Bay of Islands radio right now. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. And I'm glad if you're from Radio Blanc-Sablanc, you're listening to us on that station, CFBS, either in Middle Bay or Riviera Saint-Paul in 93.1 or in Blanc-Sablanc at 89.9 FM. Next up, we have another autumn song, harvest song. This is called Autumn Lullaby from Natalie Merchant, who's an alternative rock singer-songwriter. Most of you maybe know her as lead singer for the 10,000 Maniacs, which she helped start in 1981, primary lyricist for the group. She remained with the group for about a dozen years or so, five albums, and then left to do a solo career. And she's released about seven, I think, maybe solo albums since then. When she was a kid, her mother listened to lots of music, encouraged her kids to study music, and didn't allow television after Natalie was 12. So she, even into her adult life, she said that she was really blessed by the fact that she didn't have to watch television and didn't get sucked into the television thing. And so instead of television, she was taken to symphony a lot because her mom loved classical music. She was dragged to see Styx and rock bands like that. She remembers, I think it was Styx, she said, it was some interview that they had to drive like 100 miles to Buffalo, New York, and people were smoking pot, and it was terrifying, and somebody threw up next to her, and you know, Styx had this white piano that at that time that would rise out of the stage. It was awe-inspiring and inspirational and scary all at the same time. Anyway, she started working in a health food store at 16. Well, who of us hasn't? And then she decided to she was going to do special education, but started singing in a band and so on. Anyway, it went on from there. When she was doing her solo albums, she also would do things like she toured with Sarah McLachlan, she toured with Wilco, and so on. And this track, Autumn Lullaby, is from a two-CD set called Leave Your Sleep. It was released in April of 2010, and it's really a compilation of 5 years of inspiration from a conversation with her daughter. And, when her daughter was growing, the first 5-6 years of her life. And these songs are all basically lullabies and fairy tales and stories and songs in that interaction with her daughter. And it came in, did very well for itself. It fits our theme today as well. Autumn Lullaby, another kind of nice, thoughtful piece from Natalie Merchant.
Sun has gone from the shining skies. Dandelions have closed their eyes. The stars are lighting their lamps to see. See if babes and squirrels and birds and bees are sound asleep as they should be. Thank you. squirrel nest in a big oak tree. He finds a hole in the trunk, you see. The robin's home is in a nest overhead, and the bees, they nest in a hive instead. But my baby's nest is a little bed.
Natalie Merchant and something called Autumn Lullaby, a conversation between her and her daughter as she was growing up. It's time to just play one last track, and I'm going to play some diddly diddly music. I haven't played very much Irish traditional music, and so I'm going to play this song, a tune. It's called The Frost Is All Over, which can mean the frost is gone, it's not coming back, but it could mean, in the case of autumn, the frost is all over everything, all over the grass, all over the wooden fences and so on, because it's back with us. And it's something to look forward to in autumn, isn't it? Frost. This is Dermot Byrne, who's the accordion player for Altan, wonderful accordion player, won lots of awards. Every Monday night, for a long time, he and Florian Blanc play at the Connolly's Session in Kinvara, County Galway, in case you're there. But I should stop talking over him. Thanks for joining me. Take care. Have a great week. See you next week. This is Dermot Byrne.